Severe cold and record-breaking frost depths resulted in $11 million worth of damage in 8 counties across the state, according to Wisconsin Emergency Management. Spokesman Todd Pritchard says that at the governor's request, that data has been submitted to the Federal Emergency Management Agency to see if local governments qualify for FEMA aid.
This is the first time Wisconsin has ever asked for FEMA disaster declaration for a winter event. And it's the first time that any state has asked for any kind of a declaration for damage that was caused by a extreme winter for 20-plus years.
Pritchard says now they wait to see if FEMA approves the request.
And if it does, then as part of this process, we'll be asking other counties to also do a damage assessment to see if they would also potentially qualify. So other counties could be added to this as time goes by.
All told, $25 million in damage was reported in 69 counties. In Clark County, the small city of Thorpe was hit with $150,000 in extra costs due to broken pipes. Administrator Randy Rieg says the hit was catastrophic and could push back the installation of a new well.
If this money doesn't come through, that's very much in jeopardy. But if we're able to get some of this reimbursed, then it's possible we'll still be able to move through with that project.
Final word on whether FEMA approves the declaration isn't expected for several weeks, and no estimates on how much local governments might be reimbursed have been given. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.